Chapter 15. Primordial.
Finn started reading the upgraded quest prompt.
Know this. This is one of the first 7 quests generated since your world's connection to the labyrinth. Checking other qualifications. Qualifications met. You have triggered a primordial quest. Your quest difficulty and rewards will be increased dramatically. Know this. The chaotic nature of your existence forces the creation of a binary quest. You shall be given a choice. The tone of the information in his head went back to baseline. You have been attacked by another powered. This has triggered a binary quest. War or peace? Quest grade, radiant gold, A. Quest rank, common. Quest type, transformed primordial. Conflict is an immutable reality. Your response to it is not. This is one of the first 7 quests triggered since the connection of your world to the labyrinth. Typically, this would trigger a primordial quest, a challenge that cannot be refused. So fearsome are primordial quests that almost no being in the history of the labyrinth has ever survived, let alone completed them. However, danger and reward are close bedfellows. Those few who do complete primordial quests have gone on to become emperors, gods, and demon kings. The chaotic nature of your world, coupled with the threadbare connection of the labyrinth and null energy levels, have sculpted this motivation of the labyrinth into a binary quest. You may now choose one of 2 quest paths: war or peace. Quest path 1, peace. The powered that attacked you is currently helpless. To take this path, help him free from his car. Success conditions: the powered that attacked you must survive until sunset of the next day. Choosing the path of peace will close the path of war. The resultant quest chain can resolve in any number of ways. Minimum reward, 250 XP. Penalty for failure of quest, choosing the path of war. Quest path 2, war. The power that attacked you is currently helpless. To take this path, kill him. Success conditions: the power that attacked you must die before sunset of the next day. Choosing the path of war will close the path of peace. This quest chain can only end with your destruction or the destruction of your foes. Minimum reward, 250 XP. Penalty for failure of quest, choosing the path of peace. Now choose. This quest cannot be refused. Many people would think that forcing someone to choose was a fair bit of BS. How was it a choice if you were being forced to make it? That apparent contradiction didn't faze Finn in the least. Point in fact, the concepts didn't clash. He'd long ago learned that the world often forced you to make choices. Every choice ever made by anyone was only possible because of previous events that they had no control of and probably wouldn't even understand. Like always, he focused not on the infinite beyond his control, but on the finite that he could affect. There really wasn't any other way to live. Of course, none of that highfalutin understanding of universal truths kept him from being royally pissed off. He hated being forced to do anything. Even though he hadn't known he was being given a magic quest of all things, and even though he still would have made the same choice if he had known, Finn did not like being pigeonholed. He shrugged, setting his irritation aside. It wasn't the first time he'd been screwed by a higher-up, and surely wouldn't be the last. Of course, this might have been the highest-up that had done it, but done was done. He forced himself to consider what this quest meant beyond his own irritation. First, he'd been given a magic quest. What the fuck? Really? What the fuck?
He read back through the prompt a few times. Yep, it was a magic quest. Finn had a binary choice to make here, and the irony wasn't lost on him. Either he was going crazy, or he wasn't. Based on the information he had, he wasn't going crazy. His sensorium was pretty clear, and this just wasn't something he'd hallucinate. He also had more than a bit of experience with making people question their reality. This was real. Now that that was cleared up, he decided to forego the whole "this can't be happening" thing and stick to what was. Quest or not, the truth was Finn had known he'd had a choice right after the accident. He could have done everything possible to save that man. What's more, he knew that Lauren would have wanted him to do whatever he could to save a life. Not because she would have been overly concerned with the other driver, but because she would have been concerned with him. If she'd seen the quest, she would have begged him to choose the path of peace. She would have feared what it would cost him to once more walk down a path of war. He knew all of that. He'd known it at the time. It just hadn't mattered. Finn still vividly remembered the moment after the accident. He recalled looking at her eyes. Once bright and laughing, they'd been transformed into dead and unseeing balls of jelly. At the moment of choice, when he could have saved that man, he hadn't seen another person. He'd only seen a thing that had taken something from him. A thing that had extinguished the flickering flame in his heart. A thing that had taken the light from his life. What else could he do but turn to his old source of light? The dormant rage gladly answered his call. Thinking back, the absolute fury hadn't come out of nowhere. It hadn't manifested and showed him a new side of himself. It was just finally released. After years of holding it in check, the tension, the control, the aspirations to be a good man all went away. And he was glad in it. It hadn't taken much time, perhaps not longer than an instant, but that rage had scoured him. He remembered feeling hollow. The anger hadn't left him once it had flayed him clean of weak emotions like empathy and paltry thoughts like kindness. Instead, that pure, hot anger had filled the now empty vessel of his being. It had felt wonderful. Lying in bed now, Finn clenched his teeth so hard that his jaw ached. His fists were so clenched his arms shook. The anger coursed through him again, a salt river through parched lands. It felt like coming home. It took minutes for the pain and anger to burn through him once more, leaving more scars on his soul. Ultimately, his body relaxed and he collapsed back on his bed. Reading the quest information now, he wondered if anything would have been different if he'd known what was happening at the time. Would he have saved the guy if he knew this quest was happening? He smiled grimly after a moment. No. Finn's only regret remained the same. He just wished he could have killed the bastard twice. He was glad the man was dead. And no consequences, no quest, no wave of gray fire, nothing would change that. What was done either way. He'd made his choice when he decided to kill that man. For good or ill, he was, once again, walking the path of war. The following prompts agreed. The sound of drums preceded the next window. You have chosen the path of war. The path of peace is now closed.